This is Cole and Big John. Archaic's on the road. We're here in beautiful Virginia Beach. We had a three-day drive. We drove out of the storm, going around trees and heavy rain for about 2.5 hours. And the rest of the crew was on the way, made every effort to make it, but that storm was just too devastating. We've seen line trucks and help going for three states on our drive here. But we're going to break a little pattern for you guys. We got some surprises along the way. We're going to hit some bookstores and see what we can find. Some antiques. We're going to be heading towards Asheville, but we do got a big surprise for you guys. I think you're going to like it.
We're in the mountains of the Appalachians right now. I don't know where. We're lost. We're at a good friend's place. We had a badass time, didn't we, Maurice?
Yes, sir, we did.
Yeah, man, we had an awesome time. Gave a speech. Hugged about 70 people. Ate a bunch of food. Talked about all kinds of archaic stuff. People brought me bourbon. People brought me all kinds of videos they did so I can put on YouTube. Music. Met new people. It was an awesome time right here at the Crimmies.
Yep. We're in the East Asheville is where we're at.
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, well, they can look it up on a map.
It's all good.
We're here at the Antique Tobacco Mall here. We found a American Southwest from 1955 with more than 400 subjects in full color. Natural wonders, Indian village, historic sites, scenic routes, guide maps, the internet of its day. We found this book here from 1855. Farmer's Everyday Book, sketches of social life in the country, popular elements, practical and theoretical agriculture. Got a little bit of everything. Medicinal stuff. Good mix here. We're going to hit a couple more on our way out. We'll let you know what we find.
Hey, what's up, y'all? We're at Charlotte's Web Antique Mall in Salem, Virginia, is where we are. Got some books. Want to show them to you? Come with me. All right. So, got a pretty good little find here. It is a reprint, but it is a Sears and Roebuck like catalog from the fall of 1900. So just like a little reprint of the actual full catalog. Couple of little books. So Jason likes those little books from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He calls them the internet of their day. So found a couple here. One is The Origins of Oriental Civilization, and the other one is called The Democratic Way of Life. But the real find, the big find, is Shep's World's Fair Photographed, and it is just exactly what it says. It is photographs from, you know, the World's Fair. We got a whole lot of pictures to take. As Jason would say, I'm gonna be taking pictures. So to let you guys know, this one is from 1893. So yeah, big find. Good job, Salem. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one.
So the boys were at the Capitol building where January 6th took off. Trump hasn't done anything for those Americans arrested for that obvious setup. Why aren't Trump supporters demanding Trump take a stand on freeing those from the January 6th BS? I got my feelings hurt because you guys know I voted for Trump and I have since changed my mind. That's the Washington Monument you guys see in the distance there. I thought it was pretty cool they got to go to the Capitol building. So Big John and Cole, who isn't small by any stretch of the imagination, they took the van to Virginia Beach, and when our flights were canceled because of Hurricane Beryl, they seized the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. and take this footage for you guys. I met some good people in Asheville, but John, Cole, and I, we came across some trolls, or at least we thought we did. We're about to see what they were about, but then they just turned and all started going toward the Biltmore, and we didn't want to borrow trouble. Good riddance. So I know you guys can see Jamie Robbins there, and here's some pictures of some more old books. I got some really old books in very good condition. There's the Lincoln Memorial. And this is in Asheville. This is a really odd construction. We walked all around it, took pictures from different vantage points. It's a, you know, some people are going to say Tartarian, but I know it's not. But it was just really unusual, very old. It might be from the Vanderbilt days when Asheville was a town that supported the Vanderbilt. It's just old. It's very unique. Very unique construction. It has these statues all over it. Lifelike, human-sized statues. Here's some more people. There's Mr. Freeman right there. Any of you OG truthers, you know who that is I'm sitting with. You know he was one of the very first ones kicked off of Facebook, kicked off of YouTube, kicked off of PayPal. You guys know Freeman. Some more really good old books. Washington, D.C. looked like it was fun. One of these days I'm going to go. You can see how huge those pillars are. Cole's big. Cole's a big guy. Looks like an ant compared to that building. Yeah, there's me checking in on the guys. I took a selfie with that weird bust on the wall. I thought that was pretty interesting. These guys went and checked out. They drove by Quantico. They drove by the Pentagon. Yeah, they were all over D.C. doing their thing.
Big John.
What up?
Archaic's descending on D.C.
And finally, we got Taylor's Bloody Tribunal. It is in fantastic condition. Actually, Cole found this one, and I was pretty impressed with it. It is, what did we say it was from? It was like 1771.
The writing on it.
Yeah, and then there's actually, so there's actually like someone wrote in it in May of 1776. So that's kind of neat. But yeah, it's just, Taylor's Bloody Tribunal, but it's got a subtitle. What is it? Popish Cruelty Displayed. So yeah. Seems interesting. So, yeah, just wanted to show it to you.
Antique Mall, guys, if you're out this way, check it out. Really cool store. All kinds of stuff. It's like a warehouse in there.
Got a Harper's Magazine. Jason loves these because it just kind of gives you a clear picture of what was going on at any given time. You know, I want to say that this one covers some, so it's December 1852 to May of 1853. We got Rollins Ancient History, a little ancient history book. So it's like ancient history of the Egyptians, Carthaginians, Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, Grecians and stuff, but it's from 1820. So pretty neat.
We're still here in Virginia Beach working our way out. We found a really cool antique mall here. Some really old books and really cool antiques, and Big John's going to tell you about it.
Hey, guys. Hey, if you would hold that for me, if you wouldn't mind. So, just wanted to show you some of the stuff that we got. We got a Goldsmith's Histories. I wanted to show you from 1825. So, it's like a history of the earth. Looked pretty cool, so we snagged it. A pictorial history of the world. I want to say that this one was from, not real sure. Yeah, 1877. So we got 1877 there. Got a Harper's Magazine. Jason loves these because it just kind of gives you a clear picture of what was going on at any given time. You know, I want to say that this one covers some, so it's December 1852 to May of 1853. We got Rollins Ancient History, a little ancient history book. So it's like ancient history of the Egyptians, Carthaginians, Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, Grecians and stuff, but it's from 1820. So pretty neat. And finally, we got Taylor's Bloody Tribunal. It is in fantastic condition. Actually, Cole found this one, and I was pretty impressed with it. It is, what did we say it was from? It was like 1771.
The writing on it.
Yeah, and then there's actually, so there's actually like someone wrote in it in May of 1776. So that's kind of neat. But yeah, it's just, Taylor's Bloody Tribunal, but it's got a, like a subtitle.
What is it?
Popish Cruelty Displayed. So yeah. Seems interesting. So, yeah, just wanted to show it to you.
Antique Mall, guys. If you're out this way, check it out. Really cool store. All kinds of stuff. It's like a warehouse in there.
There you see Cole walking toward the White House. There's Big John goofing off. Jamie Robbins, he hasn't missed a single event. Chris Krimi. Chris and Steve Krimi, that was where we held the venue at, on a mountain in Asheville in a rainforest. I didn't even know there were rainforests north of Central America. Met a lot of people, had a great time. There's Mr. Freeman again. Can't say his last name. I'll have my channel triggered. There's that nut again right there. He doesn't need any introduction. There's Clay's Pigeon, moderator. Clayton, that's the good Clayton, not the evil Clayton. That's my friend. That's my friend right you saw right there. CB. She's all over Archaics TV. Here's another one I met. Praying for her three kids. This is Phoenix Aurelius. She got her a Phoenix tattoo. There's Phoenix Aurelius on the left. Got some new friends right there on the right. There's that wingnut again. Oh, looking at the White House. Archaics representing Washington, D.C. right there at the White House. Thank you, Cole. There's the Capitol building. It's where all the fuckery goes now. Some good pictures these guys took. The weather was absolutely great. Look at that boy there. Wingnut, Alpha Wingnut. Yeah, the camera they use. There's Washington Monument, Obelisk. Obelisks from Egypt were taken to New York, to London, and to the Vatican. Taken from Egypt by ship. The United States has an artificial one at Washington, D.C. One that was made here. Not one that was shipped from Egypt. The one shipped from Egypt was put in New York. Look at that boy. He's strong. He's holding the obelisk up. Yeah, I had a great trip. Met a lot of good people. Needed to do it. We have postponed the Virginia Beach meetup. We're still going to do it. Maybe it's going to be a much bigger event now. And Virginia Beach, don't feel bad and don't feel left out because something really good happened. Maybe it was necessary to for it to be postponed because we just got our baby Phoenix Arcade's vintage shirts in. We'll be taking those to Virginia Beach. Until next time, guys, it's been a great ride. We had good times, met a lot of good people. Just wanted to share it with you.